Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, everybody. A new study says parents with multiple kids are more likely to neglect their own fitness.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, Scuba, is that why you've been in a kind of a cranky mood?
What's that?
Your injury.
Yeah.
Is it why you've kind of been in a cranky mood?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I'm upset. Yeah.
At your injury.
At my injury and how I feel. Like, look at me. I'm wearing a freaking ice brace right now.
Well, when I was reading the story, I see you putting something on your shoulder. And I know you've started exercising again.
Yeah.
And you're injured. And you've been a bit crankier than normal. But if you're injured, I'd be cranky too.
Yeah. Yeah, because like it's like a feeling, like imagine someone taking a knife and just grinding it in your left shoulder constantly, and then your entire arm is also numb.
But what did you do to make that happen? Like, what was your exercise?
So the first day at the gym, I did a lot of cardio, and then I did some arm workouts.
Yeah, like curls, shoulders, what?
I did like the ones where you lift up the bar, like you do like the flies. I did the fly machine. I did a little bit of bench press and stuff. And
what part of your shoulder hurts? The top part?
So it starts like in like almost like where the ball is at, that top side right there, and then the pain radiates all the way down to the bottom of my hand.
And his arm is numb.
Have you iced it?
So I've been icing it, and then also that same day I went home and I chopped down like a whole tree. And so
that could be it.
And pulling all the limbs and dragging it to the side of the house and stuff.
You can't go from no activity 0 to 60 like that.
Trust me, I know.
And it hurts that bad where you're just in a bad mood.
Yeah, it just makes me really upset about everything. Because then I just can't be me and I can't.
Yeah, you're known for your left arm. We're like, sometimes I call you left arm Steve. And you don't have it, so it's just not been the normal you.
It's just frustrating too because now I'm home alone. I want to do fun things and now I'm this angry, crotchety old man mood.
I know, and working out is supposed to release endorphins that make you happy.
I hate working out.
And I just signed up for a gym and I've gone 2 times in the last 2 weeks. And it's not cheap. So that's another why I'm pissed off too.
Why don't you go over to Bobo's place and get in the cryo?
I don't know if I want to do that, but I heard Amy talking about acupuncture.
Cryo would take 3 minutes.
Yeah, cryotherapy is fast.
And all it does is remove inflammation from your body.
Yeah, it freezes you?
Does that stuff even work, or is it just kind of like one of those things, like a money grab?
Athletes use it.
Cryo. It's like ice, but do you believe ice works on like a elbow that is inflamed?
Yeah, you're supposed to for inflammation.
But that's what that is. All cryo is that. You can come in, Lunchbox.
Okay.
All cryo is that. Okay. It's not Amway.
What is that?
It's not Lulu.
Lemon.
Ray. What was it?
The scam?
The scam.
The leggings?
Yeah. LuLaRay.
LuLaRay. Oh.
It's literal. It makes you cold and removes inflammation.
Okay, cool. So it would work then.
You'll have to go more than once.
I injure myself, and again, I'm really hesitant about things like that.
Yeah.
I go and get in the cryo just because I'm not saying it's going to heal you, but it will help the inflammation wherever it is.
Okay.
And it also releases endorphins, so it might help your mood.
It also.
It seems like ever since the vasectomy, it's been downhill for Scuba. It could be have something to do with that.
Oh, I think about that. Oh, yeah.
That was like that was like 2 months ago. You say I've been mean for 2 months?
A little bit.
But
it's
I'm
the
saying
wrong
you
arm though.
That's how. Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
His left arm. I'm left-handed.
Yeah, well, I can do both hands.
Well, so can Amy.
Oh, my goodness.
And she golfs.
Oh, my goodness.
Ambidextrous. Well,
yeah. I throw balls both hands, yeah.
You do?
Yeah. I can throw it left hand and right hand, yeah.
Does one side look weirder than the other? Because, I mean, I can throw with both hands, but one side looks weirder than the other. I'm definitely left-handed.
Like, I don't do, like, a hop, skip, throw or anything. I still throw it normal.
But still, like, a solid throw?
Not as good as my right arm, but yeah. I can throw with my left arm.
We can all do that.
I mean, I can throw a ball forward with my right arm.
Well, I mean, so then, yes, it looks normal to me then, when I throw with my left versus my right.
What?
Then why don't you go to cryo?
Okay.
And it's not going to fix it, but it will definitely put it in a place to where it can start healing itself better.
Does acupuncture fix it?
I've had acupuncture a few times. It never worked for me. Now, okay. It doesn't mean it doesn't work. But for me, I never felt the effects. Dry needling would be... more, it's kind of like
similar.
Acupuncture.
Yeah.
But dry needling is a little, for me, it works a little better. Maybe because I believe it. Because dry needling literally is, we're going to stick this in a muscle that is, for some reason, so tight to hopefully release that muscle.
And well, and then sometimes it's hooked up to like a little machine
shock.
And it's like, and it, you feel it. But also, something just popped in my head. The what were you injecting yourself with? The peptide thing.
I'm not a big Eastern medicine guy.
I am.
I know. I wish I was.
Where's that?
Where's what?
Like, what is that?
East? Boston,
well,
D.C.
Yeah. No.
It's California versus Maine.
Yeah, it's
New
like
England.
Hip-hop. It's like Tupac Biggie. They fight about which medicines.
Well, that's what I was wondering when you said that.
No, we're Western, like a more like
Eastern,
modern medicine
Eastern,
that you know
Western
of.
Western like Hemisphere.
Oh, so we believe in doctors.
Hospitals.
No, they have
more
doctors
holistic
too.
But
theirs is probably right.
Eastern. It's
I
been
know.
Around
but,
for
chemicals work
thousands
on
and thousands of years.
Pretty fast.
Well, yeah.
Love a good chemical.
Okay. Yeah.
I will give you a little bit of guidance that okay. I would use. And so I also, if I have an injury, I use peptides. That what sucks about that is you have to inject yourself. You can take them many ways, but I inject myself with them.
Ah.
Yes, I know.
I wouldn't inject myself ever.
You would, though. If
teeny, tiny.
It's a small needle, and I hate needles, but you would if you could feel the benefits.
So it's a shot? It's like a medicine?
It's a shot. I learned about peptides just recently. Do you know about peptides at all?
No.
I almost don't even want to mention them in specifics about them because if I'm wrong a little bit, somebody's going to kill me on this.
Is that like Pepto?
No.
Yes, Pepto-Bismol, but you shoot it in yourself with a needle.
That's legit.
Anyway, I'll talk to you about it after
okay.
this.
Okay, all right.
I'm sorry you're injured.
Thank you. I appreciate the sorries.
Okay. Anyway, my point with the story was parents are likely to neglect their own fitness. It's a time thing.
We don't have time for
like multiple kids. Yeah, you have less time for you, and that's what it is. Or less money. If you wanted to join a gym, you can't because you got three kids.
Yeah.
You got four kids.
Yeah.
Gyms do have daycare, though. That's nice.
All?
I guess, well, depending on where you go, but I used to work at Gold's Gym, and I know for a fact some moms would come there and dads. And just go and like hang out at the gym longer because they could just, their kid Stay. Could
Babysitter.
Play and hang yeah. out and they would just meet their friends there, socialize, be on the treadmill. So
peptides are short chains of amino acids linked by peptide bonds. A polypeptide is a longer continuous unbranched peptide chain. Peptides, which have a molecular mass, it goes way into the science. Well, anti-aging, anti-inflammatory, or muscle building. It's not a steroid.
Mm-mm.
What about ice baths?
Inflammation.
Yeah.
But he could just hop in cryo for 3 minutes.
But same thing.
Okay.
Used for the same thing.
Dude, when I did my walk, West Virginia, Tennessee, I did ice baths every night, and it was unbelievable. Like, it actually felt good. I was like, and it's the first 20 seconds did not, but after that, it felt great.
Hate an ice bath. I get in that cryo. It's 3 minutes, 30 seconds long. I turn Bulls on Parade, and I just freaking suffer through it.
Dun, dun, dun,
and that song is like exactly 3 minutes and 30 seconds
That's
long.
That's perfect.
Yeah. Okay. Creed is back, by the way.
Huh?
If you guys want to. Creed is
the
back.
The movie?
No, Creed the band.
What do you mean?
That we played with.
Arms they went away?
No, but they haven't played as a really a band.
It's been Scott only?
Or they're doing this cruise, and you can go and you can hang out with Creed. Creed's getting back together and will perform for the first time since 2012.
Wow.
On the Summer of 99 cruise next April, other bands, Three Doors Down, Buck Cherry, Tonic, and the Verve Pipe. Hey, Lunchbox, give me a song from Creed.
Arms Wide Open.
Sing it.
My arms wide open. Like the my life's about to change. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Higher.
Can you take me higher?
Oh, that may be Three Doors Down.
No, that's Creed.
No, you got it.
Okay,
no.
Three Doors Down, go.
Kryptonite.
Yes, yes.
Sing it.
Sing it.
You're my kryptonite.
Mm. I think that's Kanye.
If I go crazy,
would you still call me Superman? Yeah, I know that.
Buck Cherry.
Can't say that.
Yeah, she's a crazy bee.
Yeah.
Yep. She's so wonderful.
Didn't it say wonderful?
Are these all the people on the cruise?
Yeah.
Oh.
Did it say she F so wonderful? Or so good?
Maybe. I don't know. I just know I can't say it.
Tonic.
Never heard of Tonic.
If you could only see the way
I've heard that song.
She loves me.
Got it.
Maybe you don't understand.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Why I feel this way.
The Verve Pipe.
Inside.
Freshman.
Sing it.
Because we were merely freshmen.
Okay.
Yeah. When I was young, I knew everything.
Yeah. Hike up your skirt a little more and show
that's
your world.
That's Dave Matthews Band. That's not even that. You just want to say hike your skirt
what
up.
What on earth?
No, because I...
Ray, is there a clean version of Buck Cherry? All right.
Yeah, we can't play it, though.
I said a clean version. Oh, we can't play it.
Facebook, yeah.
It cuts us off.
Yeah. But it is sexual because he talks about being on top when you do me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, yeah, there's no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah.
It goes, hey, you're a crazy bee, but you F so good, I'm on top of it.
Doing you all night.
When I dream, I'm doing you all night. Scratches all down my back to keep me right.
Oh,
sometimes I play this song and I'm like, this makes me uncomfortable. But it was almost like Nine Inch Nails too, closer.
Oh, yeah. You know,
I want to penetrate you.
What?
I want to violate you.
What song is this?
Oh, you know
want
it.
To.
No. I want to F you like an animal. I want to fill you from the inside.
What?
That's a massive
never
song.
Heard
I want to you like an animal. They play this at the club, and I'll be like,
okay.
I don't feel good about this.
Why'd you just download it, Amy?
What? I'm not even touching my computer.
When I used to work at a TV station, this guy came in, he knocked on the door, and he's like, hey, you guys are a music place? Like, yeah, we do music stuff. And they're like, hey, he's like, can I come in and play a song for you guys? I'm like, no, like, that doesn't work that way. So we're like, on a lunch break, we're like, I guess we can do it. So he comes in, and he sings, if you can only see the way. I'm like, great. He comes in and sings a cover. It was the dude from Tonic. We Googled him, we're like, oh my gosh, that's the lead singer from Tonic. So it was actually his song.
So why was he coming to your random news station?
It was South by Southwest, and he was just kind of walking around.
We were a music station.
Yeah.
Like a TV station, okay. But we were also...
He didn't say that. He said... I thought he said... Because he said TV station.
Yeah, TV station.
So I thought you were talking about when you worked at the news.
No, we worked at a music...
I understand, but when you're telling that story, it helps when you say you were a music TV station, not just a TV station.
But he did come by. His name's Emerson Hart.
Hart.
And he came by. He's like, I'm going to play this. And he's like, if you... And I remember Eddie going, like, we thought he was fine.
He's didn't singing do the cover a cover song. Great. You can play a bar.
Yeah. There was a kid. There was one.
So you didn't realize until he left?
No, in mid-song.
Yeah.
Somebody Googled him, like, hey, that's actually the dude.
The dude from Tonic.
That's pretty cool.
We had a kid, some annoying YouTube kid that, like, showed up to the station once and was like, hey, I'm going to do some songs. I'm going to sing some songs. If anybody wants to come. They did a thing. Like, this kid's big on YouTube. They want to come up. I didn't want to go up to watch some YouTube kid sing. Anyway, so Justin Bieber performed up front.
That's crazy.
Similar with Katy Perry before she had a song.
Yeah.
It's one of those. Like, hey, if anybody wants to watch, she's not going to be a Christian artist anymore. She's doing more. And it was Katy Perry. Mm-hmm. I have a lot of those. But yours was actually the guy.
It was the dude.
Who was.
And then speaking of cruises, I've been seeing on TV, Turner Classic Movies has a cruise. And you can get on this cruise and watch a bunch of old movies.
Why would you do that?
With a bunch of other old movie fans.
Can't you just go on any cruise and just watch movies?
No. They have like their ballrooms or theaters, and you watch it with other old movie fans.
So you want to go on there with a bunch of 80-year-olds?
That's not so bad.
I mean, it sounds cool.
Sure.
Watch them at your house.
Yeah, eat early, go to bed early.
The themes, I get it. That'd be fun.
Right?
If that's your thing.
Turner Classic Movies.
I don't know that cruise ship with Creed and Buck Cherry and Three Doors Down feels a little too intense for me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a little too intense. I like Scott Stapp's awesome. He played Million Dollar Show with us. Really enjoyed him as a person. He was awesome live. But I think maybe not even Creed's fine. But like Buck Cherry.
Yeah, crazy.
I mean, they're crazy.
Also, too, do the artists stay on the cruise the whole time? Do they go on the cruise with you, or do they chopper them out of there?
I don't know. Mm-hmm.
They chopper out.
I don't know. I've been asked to do a couple of these cruises where it's like, hey, true story. Hey, let's have a cruise. It'll be the Bye Bones cruise, and you and all your listeners will go, and you'll come. And I, first of all, am scared. I'm like, no one will come. Like, if we have a cruise.
How big is this boat?
Yeah. Is it a flat bottom?
It's a bass boat.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Yeah. Well, like an Evinrude 40. We probably get it. But I'm like, not enough people is going to come. And I'm going to look like an idiot because I'm like, come on the Bye Bones cruise. And nobody's going to buy tickets. And I'm going to be so embarrassed. So we've never done it. But when they were offering that to me, they wanted me to stay on the boat for 3 or 4 days.
Okay.
They don't chopper you out.
That's crazy. Because like if you're a big fan of Creed and you're like, wow, they're on this boat.
And they
right
might
now.
Stay on the boat, though. They really might. But there is. They said there was it's sectioned off. Like
you
go to your own place
there?
Where people can't come, just knock on your door all the time.
Yeah. Gotcha.
But I get motion sick anyway, so seasick. I'm afraid that I would get real. Now I was in a small fishing boat in San Francisco, and I just vomited forever, laid on the floor of the boat. And I don't know if a big boat I would have that.
Does it
same
rock
issue.
Like that, Lunchbox?
No, you don't feel it.
Really?
Yeah.
But some people get seasick.
I get seasick in an elevator sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, we should do a Bobby Bones Show cruise, man. Yeah. We would make some kizash. That's a great business
opportunity.
Doesn't
seem anything that Bobby thinks we would.
Like, we can run the casino. We'll bank, dude.
Oh, you don't want to steal from people?
No. We'll be dealers. That. Me and Lunch will be dealers.
No. We should really look into that. Like,
I've looked into it.
No, a Bobby Bones Show cruise, dude, we would sell. I mean, so many people would flock.
Does Elvis Duran do a cruise?
I don't know.
They go everywhere.
Okay,
actually have a deal with. But here's the difference.
They do.
They may actually have a deal with a cruise line where they get just to get paid to come and be like
that skier
influencers.
Guy? He's everywhere.
Okay, yeah, they do.
There's a difference though in going, hey, I'm out here doing a commercial, doing a show from a cruise.
Yeah, they do.
Versus going, hey, everybody, buy tickets and come on the Bobby Bones.
Well, we can do both.
Okay, true. It's not even just cruises though. Like I see them doing shows from I don't know islands and Key West or. All kinds of places. There's always on the go.
So what you're saying is we should try that?
I don't know. They take a lot of trips.
What can we do on the boat that's fun?
A lot.
Where could we go that's
like
fun?
I can do Elvis impersonations.
Duran?
No. Elvis Presley.
Oh.
So I can do that from like 5 to 6. Eddie's doing
Abby
Elvis.
Can sing.
So that would be the deal. We'd have to come up with our own theme hours. Yeah.
I can tell jokes.
A bunch of morning cornies.
A bunch of knock knocks.
Oh, God. That'd be terrible.
Or I could give,
like, what
like,
would it be?
Oh, we could do therapy.
Okay, let's talk it out.
Come on.
Let's talk. So I go up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, come on. This is the Bye Bones cruise. On Thursday from 5 to 6. Eddie, you're not going to do an hour of Elvis impersonation.
I can do an hour. Absolutely. I dress up like him.
But no
jewels and everything.
Yeah.
I can even do the stages of Elvis. Young Elvis. You ain't nothing but a hound. Back to, we can't go on
but
together.
But again, you're...
Uh-huh.
That's funny for like 4 minutes because you're not actually an Elvis impersonator.
Dude, you have to involve the crowd. Then it's like, all right, who's going to help me on this one? Thank you very much, mama.
And
then
can I give you a better idea?
Yes.
The Raging Idiots play on the boat.
Well, that's a no given. I mean,
that's a no given.
Was it?
That's a given.
That's a no brainer.
But we do a concert, right?
Yeah. That's automatic.
Right.
We're going to do that. But we have a lot of other time to fill.
I'll host
Lunchbox
a happy hour.
At the pool.
But what do you do at the pool?
Level.
Cannonballs.
Watch Lunchbox do cannonballs. Contest? He just keeps going over and over again. All right, watch this one.
All right, bikini
There's
contest.
There's a can
Go.
Opener.
They do those on cruises.
Yeah.
Wet t-shirt over here.
A belly flop.
Scuba, what can we do with Lunchbox for an hour? What can he do?
I just told you.
He could, yeah, they do those things. Like on cruise ships, they have like a guy who's like in charge of all the fun stuff. And every day out at sea, they have a bunch of activities. And I think he could run those activities.
He's like the camp counselor.
The camp counselor. Yeah, he could do bikini contests, cannibal contests. They do like swimming laps. They do dance contests. They do singing competitions, karaoke.
So he would be the live event host.
Yes, he'd be the live event host.
Oh, like 5 to 7 with Lunchbox as he parties you down. DJ Johnny J is with Lunchbox and they do 2 hours.
Okay. And we pay him in drinks.
That's
got
good.
It.
Yeah.
Got it. Eddie, what would you do? Not Elvis.
Elvis is one. And then I can do fishing. We're in the ocean.
But you're not an expert.
No, but listen, dude.
And you can't fish off those boats. Well,
you don't know that. We can make a deal with
them. You can't fish off the cruise ship.
You can't fish off the cruise ship.
There was someone that I just saw in the news recently. They brought their fishing pole on board, and they got.
But then you can sell exclusive excursions when they get off at certain spots, like in the Bahamas. Like, okay, we're gonna do like a drinking thing with the Bible Show. We're gonna go on segways. There's endless opportunities of things we can do.
I just don't know if people would buy tickets.
Dude, in Orlando, we would sell out in just Orlando.
But people live in Orlando. And I mean, like, live near there's not a flight they have to take to get to the
water. So we do it out of Tampa. And we have a huge market in Tampa. And everyone around Tampa would come from Gainesville.
Dude, people would come from Seattle.
Dude, you'd be surprised. This would sell out easily.
And then we go up and do one out of there and go to Alaska. And that's we take both.
Then my dream would come true.
Why?
Hey, hold on.
We have listeners up there and we have listeners in Alaska.
Here's what I'd like to do real quick. Eddie, would you pull that? Or Jerry, would you grab that microphone and pull it off the mic stand? You just bring it to you. My agent is actually here today. Can you turn this microphone?
So he can make this happen?
Well, no. I just want to ask him what he thinks about it. It's a coincidence.
It's on, man.
You can sit down right there. Will you say hi? Just make sure it works. Text it.
Does it work?
Okay, it does work. So,
do I get ears?
No, I guess not. It's just
you can
us.
Hear us.
You can hear us.
Yeah.
You hear us talking nonsense, and we didn't actually bring you on to do this, but what do you think about the Bobby Bones Show cruise in that mod? I've always said no to it because I don't think people would come. I would feel so much pressure to do it. And that's all. Thoughts?
Well, it's hard because I don't think there's anything you guys can't do, so it's hard to say something. But I'd say the flight thing is a barrier to entry. I do think a lot of people come. I also don't know what the cap size is for a cruise. Like, if you tell
me we don't want to capsize.
But if you tell me it's
a thousand,
if
we don't want the boat to turn over. Yeah, so we need to make sure
it's 1,000 people. I don't think that's a mountain you can't climb. If you tell me it's 10,000 people, that could be a tall order.
I don't want to be on a boat with 10,000 people.
No, it's only like 500.
No. Wait, what?
No.
I don't know. It's like, how do you know, though?
There's different sizes.
Yeah, there's different sizes, man. I went on one, and I saw about 500 people.
Some of these cruises have, like, amusement parks on there and water
slides.
Yeah,
not that.
That's awesome.
Let's do that.
I'll do the roller coaster. As long as there's money.
Money. I love money.
Okay, so if it were, do you think we could do 1,000 people?
Effortless.
Really?
Yes.
We could say, I mean, if we said it today, we'd sell out.
You do reach a lot of people around the country every day.
The average or medium-sized cruise ship is about 3,000 guests.
We can do that.
We can do that,
Jerry,
no problem.
Let's do that.
Okay,
Jerry.
So
there's no limits. Jerry. There's no limits in this room.
I will have the wellness corner or whatever we can do.
Yeah. Is that before or after stand up?
We're on vacation, Amy.
Yeah, vacation.
But it's not just our vacation. We have to work.
No, it's their vacation.
Yeah.
We can't get people like, you got to be healthy, guys. No.
Meditation, yoga, massage.
Okay.
Like, I can leave.
Are you giving
that.
Massages?
I mean, we'll figure that part out.
Massages by Amy?
Oh, no.
That's big money.
That would go for big money.
No, guys, we got it. The dating game with Amy on the ship. That'll get people there.
How about 7 minutes of heaven with Amy?
Oh,
we lock them in a room.
No.
7 minutes. What?
No.
We're back in college.
Meditation, yoga. It's international waters, right? I don't have to be certified.
Easy.
Right?
Yeah, and if
you just be whatever. Yoga for fun, doesn't have
right,
to be.
Right, yoga for fun. Yeah.
Huh. I'll tell you guys what. For years I've just said no. I will have a conversation outside of this room.
Let's go. What time are we meeting?
Holy crap, I could smoke chicken on the boat. Just thought about that.
By the way, there's something.
Jerry, I just thought about that.
Mm-hmm. Did you bring him a chicken?
No, I should.
He'd have to get health permit.
You smoke chicken, anything else?
You going to be here tomorrow?
I'm not, but I would come back another time and plan this out.
Okay. I'll bring my therapist friends.
No, thank you.
Now people are coming for help?
Better help.
They come for therapy.
No, we're good.
Good.
Let me deal with stuff I don't want to deal with at home, but at sea.
I don't think people go on a cruise to go deal with their.
That's what I'm saying,
y'all just vacation different.
Yeah.
Than I
do.
No, that's
like
called,
well.
Yoga that's called rehabilitation,
like, yoga
Amy.
At sea seems nice, like on like a nice
deck. Okay, fine.
I mean, yours
fine.
Is rehabilitation. This is called vacation.
I'm sorry. Lately, anytime I've had off, I go. Away.
Okay, pick
to
up
get
things
help.
That are bothering you deep inside.
Okay. What about they're just there just in case? Never mind, bad idea. I'll just stick to
you. You know what? I could lead whale watching.
But how do you lead that? You don't know anything about the water.
You don't know where to get whales.
You're just like, look out there.
I think I see one.
Is that one?
Could also bring some younger artists and have them fill time.
See, now this is the guy here. We take
that's what I
see.
Jerry,
knows.
That's genius.
We take some artists with us.
100%.
No, but you didn't say that. Neither I did. That's why he said
so,
it.
So it's beach themed, so we got to have Kenny Chesney.
No. Younger. He said, yeah, he's the artist we can afford. Like, if you want to take Kenny, we ain't making any money.
Right.
That's not good, though.
It becomes Kenny's thing. And
yeah. That'll be the Kenny.
We're the backup band.
So the Kenny Cruz.
Who's a cheaper Kenny?
Younger artists who want to get a break.
You're asking like a literal who's a cheaper?
Something came to my mind and I can't say it.
But is Kenny, are you saying, we don't need a beach artist. We just need a new, young, cool country artist.
Bro, we're in the ocean.
Benny Chesney.
Who cares? You get
we like, get lunchbox to dress like Kenny.
We shave his head.
Yeah, and I'll be Benny Chesney.
And we do it from super far away, where you can't really tell the difference.
Yeah,
sing one of his songs.
As it relates to doing the show remotely from nice tropical destinations, that's a tourism board thing. So, like, a lot of times those deals are barter or sales. We'll sell those, and the tourism boards will pay for you guys to come and do your show remotely to promote tourism and fill in the blank.
Let's go.
God, this is awesome.
Nothing's happening.
No, but just the idea, man. It's an opportunity.
This is the most you've ever been open to something like this. I feel like anytime it's come up in the past, even
First of all, I was telling a story about how I never wanted to do them.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I've had them offered a bunch of times, but I feel...
I know.
I am extremely insecure that every time I do something, no one's going to show up. It was birthday party issues as a kid, when I tour, doing a cruise ship. And then I go, not all the ways people will come. I go, let me think of all the reasons people won't come. One, it ain't cheap to do anything, especially go on a cruise. Number two, you got to fly a plane to get to the place where the boat leaves. Number three, I'll stop at two because it's so bad.
Hey, guess what? When people go on cruises, that is part of the thing anyway. If they fly there, they got to get there. So don't worry about it.
But we're not grabbing people that were already going on cruises.
But they're thinking, okay, I'm going to go on a vacation. Now, okay, this is the vacation I'm going to go on. So they were already planning on taking a plane ride anyway. And then they get on a boat with us. Boom. Wow. And we auction off, they can share a room with Amy.
That's what I said, 7 minutes of heaven.
No, I mean just like for the whole trip.
What? No.
Oh.
But I do think the sweepstakes contest idea is interesting for listeners to follow, like, do whatever, and win a chance to join.
Spend the night with Amy?
To be on the cruise and do yoga on the deck with the rest of your class.
With Amy.
Right.
Well, we'll see what we can do.
I can lead a nap session.
What would be funny is everybody would agree that he falls asleep, everybody leave.
All right, everybody, we're going to lay down, close your eyes, and I'd be asleep in 2 seconds, and they would all just...
We could do the JFK thing for everybody.
Mm-hmm. Skits.
We're going to relive it.
Yeah. Okay, look, I'm going to think about it.
Like, are you really going to think about it? Are you just like, are you just like...
Mostly what you're about to say, but I
dang
will...
Dang it!
Mostly that. Mostly I'm not...
Our hopes high, man.
No.
He's just fluffing our pillow, yes. And then he's going to freaking pop our balloon.
Interesting. What's that have to do with a pillow?
What do those have to do with each other at all?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But
here's what I'm going to do.
But also, I was going to say something else, but I didn't know if I was allowed to say it.
Then the answer probably no. But here's the thing. I'm going to at least think about it a little bit once we're done.
Come on.
A little bit. Eddie, he's not.
That's okay, though. That's more than he does.
More than ever. Here's also what I'm going to do. We need to pause for like 5 seconds so they can put a tone in here for mid-roll. Right, Scoop Steve?
Yeah.
Okay. One thought before.
And during
I
this pause,
hold on. Just wait. Just wait. Pause. Why would you in the middle of that? You're like the person at a concert when they go, okay, can everybody be quiet?
No,
this is you.
I would not do
You're
that.
You're like the person at a concert when they go, everybody shh, and then someone goes, we love you.
Like,
that was your one.
I wouldn't do that.
You just ruined the tone.
Like my kids do that
I
all the time.
It was done.
Amy.
We'd pause long enough.
No. Yes. Okay.
Oh my God. I would not
Amy,
do that. At
Amy
a
needs her medicine. Okay, here we go. Everybody quiet for give me 3 seconds. Ready? Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. When it comes to things that I love universally, my dogs, and I'll go 3-1. Arkansas sports, number one, my wife. And so I love it. You know what I almost love universally is bacon, because, I mean, it's hard to have bad bacon. I love bacon. I love it, like, not super crispy. I like that middle, like a little bit of crisp on it, but also a little bit of soft. And when it comes to bacon, the best bacon, and again, I love bacon, the best bacon is Right Brand bacon. It's awesome. So awesome that I had some sent to me and I came back. It was up here in the studio and it was gone. And Eddie took a whole case home, but where he blew it was he posted it on Instagram. Bacon is awesome. So let me tell you about Right Brand bacon. It is so good that if you cook bacon for people at your house, they're going to be like, well, what's happening here? Like, you in an extra good mood today? Nope, it's just the bacon. I'm talking about the number one thick cut, flip your whole world upside down type of bacon. The thickness of it, how it's actually real wood smoked. It is unbelievable. Almost indescribable. I cannot tell you about it with words and how good it is. Do yourself a favor and get you some Right Brand bacon and experience bacon the right way. Okay, we're back. Now, why are we holding your breath?
She was scared she was going to say something.
Go ahead, Amy. What would you like to say?
Oh, what if we can guarantee that the boat has a pickleball court?
Oh, pickleball tournament.
You know you would love
that's
that.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
That would be fun, but it's not going to make me go, you know what, you got me.
Whatever.
Okay,
yes,
but that's
it will.
One more thing.
You know how cool it is when the ball flies out and it goes in the ocean?
It's
It won't. It's a pickleball.
Hey, send Lunchbox. I'll get it.
I mean, basketballs go over.
It's not.
Okay. This will be a conversation.
Okay.
Oh, it's amazing.
I think he's just...
You think he's messing with us? You think he's fluffing our pillow?
Question,
can we watch classic movies with Eddie in like one of the theaters?
That would be good.
What I'm talking about, Jerry. Yeah.
Also, we're still working, so it's not like our vacation, right?
But you still have off time.
We're in paradise.
What Amy's saying is she knows that I'll be like, all right, well, this is vacation. This is the week we're off, so we'll do it on our vacation.
That wouldn't be good.
That doesn't count.
Can our families come?
Yes.
Kids?
We got room?
Yes, Amy, the boat is huge.
Well, we know the boat's has enough room for other people.
And there's a special section for celebrities. Like, regular people can't get in there.
What?
How funny would it be if we do this in the special section, which I don't even know if it really exists. Have you ever been on a cruise?
I have never cruised.
Okay, me either.
But would you come to this?
I mean, if I didn't know you guys, yes, I would go.
But since you know us, you won't.
Yeah. I don't get that.
I just thought like, now that I know you, I would not come.
Thought my purchase would be less sincere at that point.
So
we don't care if it's sincere or not; just buy it.
I'm sure.
Do
we
they have places where, like, if like Creed goes, there's a room just not available to everybody to get to, right?
Yeah, I'm sure there's definitely a reserved area. We have had other artists that the agency represents that have done these themed cruises, and it's been a positive experience.
So if we do it
like that,
all of us get in the section except for Lunchbox.
Yep.
No, that ain't cool, man.
Or we spin the wheel and the loser.
Oh, that would be unreal. You'd be. Oh,
that's gonna be in like that Leo DiCaprio section from Titanic,
handcuffed to the pipe.
Okay, we can talk about it. We can talk about it. Okay.
All right. When are we having this meeting? Like, we're putting it on the calendar. I'm up it on my calendar.
You don't, first of all, you have a calendar. Secondly, you don't have a we.
But you just said we are gonna. You said we, so that means us. You said we outside
we
of this.
In, we as in me.
So we're not in there, so we don't even know what's going on. So we're just going to hear. Bobby's going to come back and be like, guys, I had a meeting and it's not going well. All right, cool.
What if Bobby ends up doing his own cruise?
Well, that's what they've been trying to get me to do forever. It was never a Bobby Bones show because they were just like,
That's why it was a bad idea.
But we gave you all the ideas of what to do on the boat.
There were no ideas here except for.
Excuse me.
Hold on.
Hello.
Here are
the ideas.
Wellness.
Pickleball, cannonballs.
Yep.
A lot of balls.
Yes. It's all.
And we said, also, I said naps. I said
Elvis impersonation.
Yeah, whale watching.
Classic movies.
That was interesting.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Classic movies. Oh, my gosh. And where are we going? Are we going to Cozumel? Are we going to Jamaica? Haiti?
Oh, God. No.
We swing by there?
That's not a good cruise.
It's not a good time.
No, but we can swing by there and just see it.
We can wait.
Do you do something that ports out of Florida, out of like North?
We'd want to do something out of
Miami.
Man, I'm going to check. Hold on. Sam? Let me check the Facebook page. See how many people.
Logistically makes most sense.
Yeah. Could we go to South Padre? That's where I'm from.
We'd go. From
There's
Tampa,
Galveston.
We go. From, we go from Tampa.
Mexico always.
Yeah, we'd go from Tampa.
Yeah, Tampa to Mexico, and usually down to the Keys.
Oh, the Keys.
That's where my brother lives. He can come.
Morgan, you haven't said anything. What would you like to say?
Some of them have their own, like, private islands. So you could do one that has its own private island, and the whole ship is the only people that are there.
Question.
All right, here's Spencer
Warren. What are we going to do on the private island?
Mm. There's excursions and stuff for you there. Like, they have everything planned. There's ways for you to hang
smoke
out on the beach.
Chicken.
You can hang out.
On the private island? Smoke
Wait,
a chicken.
Do we
a little
background
slice of Nashville right here.
Hey, Spencer Warren said, I'm in Kansas and would definitely attend. Linda Schuster said
party.
Me.
You don't just RSVP.
David Clindes, not a fan reading? Of Lunchy. I'm reading the Facebook page.
There is a whole like thread about this on the B Team page of people that want to go, like over 500 people that commented.
But did they, well, they
already,
don't know the price
already,
yet.
It doesn't matter.
They just are
guys,
interested
it's free to
in
comment.
It. Yes.
That's true.
Right.
I just am always concerned about people's money.
I'm not.
I know.
Like, why, if they got money, let's spend it.
Let's spend it.
They are getting the value of a cruise with the added bonus of the Bobby Bones show.
It is
I just feel
vacation.
Like oh, it's... Man.
But I'm with you. I understand.
I just have such a guilt about people thinking that they should come and do something. They think we're cool. We're not cool.
We're not
That's
cool.
why if other... If up-and-coming artists are there too, like there's other components. They're getting to travel and see sights and get off the ship and go do things and then come back on the ship. And there's probably good food. Like, you just have
but
to take
for
the
sure good
pressure
food.
50, off 50? Yourself.
Probably.
Roll the dice for good food?
I don't know.
No, there's great food.
Test this when
great
you get here.
Great food. A buffet.
Eddie's smoked chicken.
Abundance.
Great food.
Okay. So this thread, was it started already?
Yeah, this was before this whole already. For whatever reason, it got brought up on the thread. I don't know if we had talked about some other celebrity doing like a themed cruise, mm-hmm. but they said, I would love a Bobby Bones Show themed cruise. And there was all these people commenting. Okay. So the interest is
already 500 people in. Plus, they'll bring in a
That
guest.
Doesn't mean they're in.
No, I was saying they're interested at least. We
that
do have that.
In. Did you see? She said in.
Interested. You didn't hear the trusted part.
I can also do horseback riding on the beach.
Well, I mean, you can do it. Anybody can do it.
No, I can lead a group.
But you don't, they're not your horses. You're not local.
We'd have to find a horse. Base.
I can do sandcastle building on the beach.
Okay.
What?
Let me ask a couple questions.
He can do sunblock.
Patrol. Sorry, SPF.
Similar to what Eddie was talking about, the Turner Classic cruise or whatever,
yes,
can do the Bobby Bones Show, whatever we do with the Draw the Hat Cinema. What's our thing?
The Bobby Bones Cinema Club.
It's Cinema Club.
We all watch
Cinema
a movie? We all watch
yeah,
a movie there?
Yeah, like get everybody together. And it's
we
like,
watch
it's
the
like
stuff.
Our picks. No.
Yes.
No.
Yes. All the movies
no,
we
no,
picked.
No. That's there would good. Be specific ones for the night. But who, they get, it's like we do our games. So each night, there's movie night if someone wants to come. And there's
Bobby
a hat.
Feud?
And
Bobby
you draw feud? It out. And whatever's drawn, that's what we watch. It's sort of like they're on an episode, a show. Mm-hmm.
Like
day.
Black Mirror,
supersized.
Yeah.
Ooh, okay. Let's play Clue.
We can,
someone
we'll
get, dies.
Connect Four. Okay.
Let's reenact Rope.
It's a murder mystery.
Okay, so thank you.
Oh, there's so much, Bones. You're missing out.
But you're so saying much. There's so much, but there's really not so much we're laying out there. We're just saying stupid stuff at this
But
time.
You have to throw a lot of stuff at the
we're
wall and see what
sticks. Dude.
This is called a mind dump.
I've been in a lot of like creative sessions and we've never called it a dump.
Mind dump.
I have.
Yeah.
Have you?
Hey, Jerry.
Anybody?
So what time is your, I don't want to keep you. Are you still good? You have a lunch in a minute?
Yeah, I'm going to leave in a minute.
Okay, cool.
He's been trying to leave.
No, you don't have to kick out. You can stay as long as you want. I just don't want you to feel like you have to be pressured to stay here while we do this.
Jerry, is this the way brainstorming's going in the biz?
This like seems this. Like the right mind dump.
Yeah, mind.
Wow. Oh, let me just search Google. Mind dump. The
no,
act
I'm not
of getting
saying,
everything off okay. your mind when it comes to a particular topic, any idea,
yeah,
thoughts.
No, I knew what it was. I just never called it a joke.
I mean, Megan Elizabeth says, sounds amazing. See,
but I do think the interactive component of bringing some of the segments to life at scale.
Name that tune.
Would be fun.
Easy yeah. trivia.
Okay. No, I guess I know all the segments.
Let's go.
Yes. I know all the segments.
You know all those? You've heard of them? Yeah.
Dunk.
Blind
dunk,
karaoke?
Dunk take.
We don't own with... Duck Goose. We can't do that.
What's a duck dunk take?
Lunchbox will guess weights.
Oh, that's great.
And if he misses it, he'll eat your hat.
No.
Oh, we have to jump off the ship.
Yes. Can opener off the ship. Okay, enough.
Dang.
I will follow. And Jerry's here with me, too. I talk to Jerry almost every single day.
Spearfishing.
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm talking
boat.
About, Amy. That'd be fun.
Everybody gets a spear gun.
That's cool.
When you walk on the boat initially, everybody gets their spear gun. Okay, I will follow up, and we will see if this is something that we think people would want to be a part of, really. And secondly, work-wise, when could we do it? There's a lot of logistics.
There's a lot of weeks in the work week. I mean, we can do it.
Did we win the Powerball, by the way? Because if we just won the Powerball, we win any money yesterday, no. Scuba?
If no, we did the Powerball, this is all squashed.
I was going to ask you guys because the Mega Millions at the 720.
What?
The Mega Millions that plays Friday is at the 720.
I'm out. I'm not doing it. If we're starting
$720 in, million.
If we're
dollars.
Starting it, we got into the other one. It's $1 billion. Somebody won, one person
okay.
in California.
Oh, goodness.
That's twice in a row they won.
Well, good news, though, for the guys that have played, which is me, you, I think a few others.
Good news or news that's not as terrible as it could be. There's a
not
difference.
As terrible as it could be, because I'm going to take the winnings that we did or the money we got. You say not winnings.
The money left over.
Money left over from the Powerball. I'm going to put it into the Mega Millions on Friday night.
How much is left over?
$16.
Okay. It's always around $16.
It's amazing. Same number every time.
No, because we had 76 before. Hey, what were the numbers when you played? Oh, that's right. We never got the number because you lied.
Got it. 0-0-0.
Took the money and run.
Can't hear you, but I'll give you $20.
Okay.
An 11-year-old boy caught a fish with human-like teeth in an Oklahoma pond.
Are those real?
I'm going to roll through some headlines. I don't need any full stories, Mike, since we're going to go here in a second. But what?
I've seen those. Like, are those real? I always think they're like fake pictures.
So... No, they are real, and we would sometimes we catch what we call suckerfish, and terrible eating. They're kind of orange. They kind of have teeth a little bit,
but
not like this.
These look like a real man's.
It
teeth.
It does. They look like a real dude's teeth. Yeah, especially the bottom.
That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. White House National, you out? All right, see you, buddy.
I'm out.
Not you.
Oh,
we'll be talking, Jerry.
All right, yeah. Jerry's going to lunch. Are you going? Is Morgan One going to be there?
Pleasure. I have no idea.
Hey.
I said 1, 2, or 3.
See you, dude.
Where are you going to lunch?
See you later, man.
Del Frisco's.
I'll be there.
Look forward to seeing you.
Is it on you?
No crying.
It's on him.
It's on him?
Oh, most certainly.
Yeah. I'll show up. Yeah, I'll ride my bike right over.
Yeah.
He's serious, dude.
All right. Let me see if there's anything else I need to get off here.
I'm excited, dude. That's such a good conversation.
Yeah.
What was beneficial was that Jerry was actually here.
Yeah.
And he quickly would have said, bad, bad business.
But he didn't.
He didn't. He will bring it up. We talk every day. That's he so doesn't cool. live here. He, you know, he works out of.
Yeah. Someone said we could just do the radio York, show with a live audience. New That's York, great. I like that idea.
Okay. Sinkholes leave a $3 million turf field unusable for years at a Rhode Island high school.
That's not good.
Sinkholes are no joke. They kind of come out of nowhere.
Do they, or is it some construction?
From
mess
what
up?
I know, some, a lot sometimes they come out of nowhere. I think there are construction like parts where it's like almost like a pressure point to land.
And, yeah, exactly.
But some of these sinkholes. Okay. If there's anything else I want to get to here? A California couple brought a baby to police after a woman handed it over to them while they dined at a Hollywood restaurant and said, "Hey, I can't care for this infant."
Oh, that's so sad.
It is, but I'm going to tell you what. It is terribly sad. However, what I took from it, this is from KTLA, is that somebody at least went and surrendered the baby and gave the baby a chance.
Sure.
There are a lot of times when a parent can't take care of a kid and they keep the kid and the kid does not get taken care of and ends up way worse.
Yep.
So, yes, it is absolutely sad. But I tell you, the fact that they were probably sad about having to do it and they were enough in their own mind to realize that's probably the mature decision for that child. So I see it as sad situation for that kid, but probably overall a better situation
for
that kid.
This is going to be far more sad.
Mm-hmm. My toxic mother-in-law forced my husband to change our newborn's name while I was sleeping. From the Daily Mail. A new mom has been told to ditch her toxic husband after he changed the spelling of the newborn son's name while she was recovering from an emergency C-section.
That's why they say, what do they say about in-laws? Like you marry into another family. You're not just marrying one person. You're marrying the whole family.
I've just been lucky so far.
Oh, yeah. So have I. I mean,
I think you're not so far anymore.
Yeah, I know.
You now know that your wife's parents are awesome. You've had enough experiences, good and bad. A+. I love my in-laws. They're coming to town this weekend. I look forward to them being there.
That's so cool, dude.
So, really, but again, we've been together, married for 2 years. When do I start to actually know if they're cool?
By now.
Really?
They would have already acted
you're
up.
You're good.
Like this one, they had what? They changed the name?
Well, so they changed the spell. Finley. They changed the whole name, the spelling. But it's a mother-in-law. So I should know by now if I'm going to like my in-laws.
Yes.
Because all the TV shows tell me eventually I'm going to get tired of them.
Well, there is another dynamic when kids come along. The grandchildren.
But they're awesome with, like, Caitlin's siblings' kids.
Yeah, okay. You've already seen it.
There you go.
So they're good.
That was a good test. But something happens when the grandchildren come in, man. Mm-hmm. You just like...
I think...
It just depends.
Whenever we have kids, I think I'm going to be... Sad ain't the word. But because we don't have any family here, I think that's going to kind of suck. Especially for her.
Yeah.
She's... My wife is super family-oriented. That's the most important thing to her, period, in all of life. The end. And then everything else is second. Where for me, I did not grow up in that dynamic at all, where I did not have a family. I had a mom... who I loved, but it was the relationship was not normal. You know, she struggled with a lot of things. We never had a personal relationship. Arkansas Keith became my stepdad when I was 12, 13 years old. But he worked at the mill all the time. Every once in a while, he was some stability, but I never just had like family that was like my family that I always loved and trusted or called if something was bad. Never had that. And also I was 13, so I was already wired and I was a teen, you know, I was an early teenage kid. So in Arkansas, Keith and I didn't get really close until after that, you know, after I had even moved out. So to me, that was never even an option to think about family. Where her first thing is always family. Mm. Even at home with us, she's like, we're not spending enough family time together. And I'm like, we're together all the time. She's like, because you're working or writing something and your laptop's open and you're working on something by yourself and I'm here, that... To me, it doesn't feel like we're just together, but that's just her priority. Where mine is accomplishment, hers is family time. And it's like learning a different language.
Yeah.
Because I never had that.
Are you 100% real with your in-laws? Like, could you tell
them? I don't fart on them.
No. No, I'm saying, like, if there's something that really bothered you that they were doing, would you tell them? Because that's tricky. Because like
I don't know what that would be. I don't know what that would be. So no.
Like say your father is.
Give me a
father-in-law shows up, takes his shoes off, and puts his feet up like right next to your like plate, and you're like, "Whoa, bro! Like, what are you doing?"
I would say something, but I would say it to any single person.
Right.
So it wouldn't matter because okay. That would just be. I don't like that, but I'm just kind of that way anyway with everybody. So I don't think it was that. It would be that.
That's good. Because I remember like 5 years into our marriage, I still was just like, I got to, they're her parents. I got to be nice. But then at one point we got in an argument. I'm like, that felt good. It was like real.
Uh-huh.
You know, like I told her mom, like, stay out of my business, whatever.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And the way she handled it, we had a conversation about it. And I'm like, that was awesome. Like
you
I got
yelled
to,
at your wife's mom.
Well, she yelled at me first. And then it was
awesome.
What'd you do?
I don't remember. But it was cool to get that like relationship, like closeness.
Lunchbox's mother-in-law wants to like hook up with him.
That's close.
You believe him?
She does. She hits on me all the time.
But I don't know what the. No, we've never fought. We've had some situations that weren't uncomfortable with the conflict with us, but stuff that was happening, especially to Caitlin, we had the real stalker situation going on. Bad. And it was real bad. It was real bad at our house for a while. Not between us, but with my wife and myself. And we had it was real bad. And so, but I would like talk to our dad about it. But that wasn't us having a conflict.
Mm.
So we're not family to punch them or what?
No. You're pretty close now. I'm just saying there's another level when you get to like be completely real with them.
Mm-hmm. I'm not a big conflict guy.
Yeah, you're not going to have arguments with her dad or like he yells, you yell.
Also, her dad's awesome.
Yeah.
He's like the nicest, greatest guy ever. And I can't beat him up still. So I don't think I would. He's still pretty jacked.
Yeah.
Okay. I think that's it.
Oh, here's another one. I've been on one cruise and said I'm one and done, but a Bobby Bones Show cruise would convince me to go again.
He's still on this.
Just telling you.
Scuba, what do you think?
Keeps going. Oh, he's.
We haven't come to you really about this. You look so miserable in there.
Yeah, sorry. This is about in-laws?
No.
Never mind.
Oh, no.
Scuba, what do you think about the cruise?
Oh, the cruise? I mean, I've been saying this for almost a year and a half. We should do a cruise.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot of partnerships that have come through and we've turned down. And if we didn't do the cruise, and I understand your frustration of not wanting to be on a cruise and all the, I get that part of all the things you don't want to be involved with, then what if we pivoted and did something like a Sandals Jamaica resort where we're there for 3 or 4 days, we fly in and fly out. And then we have a little bit more of our space. We can broadcast from there still and still do our show.
I'm in with that too.
Still the same kind of ideas and concept, but just not on a ship. It's in a fixed location.
Yeah. I'm not against it. We'll see what's up.
Yeah.
I'd like both of them.
Yeah, I mean, both are great, but if you don't want to, here's the thing, you're the host of the show. If you don't want to be on a cruise ship and it doesn't sound fun to you and you're going to get sick, I don't want you on a ship for 4 days and you're sick. So a fixed location may be the nice compromise.
How's your shoulder?
It's a lot of pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buddy.
Thanks, man, for caring.
You're welcome. That's it. We're going to close it up here. A new episode of Four Things with Amy Brown up today, right?
Yes. And, well, speaking of Haiti, because that came up for the cruises, there is a southern part where ships go, and it's beautiful, but it's really dangerous. But my friend Mike Wilson, he's my guest today, and he's close to Tim Tebow, so he has an event coming up with him.
From
and
the Beach Boys?
No, but anyway, they're
could have been, because Tim Tebow's from Florida.
Yeah.
They're fundraising
is
for...
Is that Haiti?
He went to Florida. But Tim Tebow, where is he from originally? Georgia?
No.
I don't know.
Like, where did Tim Tebow grow up? I think of him as a Florida Gator.
Yeah.
I wonder where he... The Philippines? That's his parents were missionaries. He may have been born there, but where was he... Like, where was he recruited at a high school? Would be the question. He's a five-star recruit. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, well, so Tim's a keynote speaker at the thing, and he's got a story of one time when Tim even visited their village in Haiti, but he's an American that's now back here because it's not safe for him to be there. And so some of the stuff we talk about is just resilience, overcoming adversity, and it's just a really good episode. And it's wild. Like, he said that some kids there are on a waiting list to get into gangs. And I had not heard that before. And he said, oh yeah, it's just because these are kids that they don't have community anywhere else.
There's a waiting list to get in a gang.
Yeah. And cause they take care of you.
I'm on a waiting list to get a couch.
It's a community. It's, you know,
and I'm like, this sucks. Imagine that.
Protection.
Why wouldn't the gang want all they can take?
Well, I think that
room space,
they're a system. I mean, it's not just like free for all. There's like leaders. It's very organized.
I just find the other people on the list and make a new gang. List gang.
There you go.
And they post, they recruit people like on TikTok. I mean, he said that TikTok tries to take down the videos as fast as they go up, but sometimes they're already seen and then recorded on the, you know, and then shared.
That's
and it's
wild that it's so bad you're on a waiting list to do something to just survive.
Yeah. And so it's so sad because he had lived in Haiti for a decade and then and he's got Haitian adopted children that got to live there with him too. And now they're back in America because if they go there, they're just putting Haitians at risk.
I have Four Things with Amy Brown.
But it's about more than just that.
That's that. And then also tickets to my show, if you guys want to come to Comedically Inspirational. Tulsa is about to sell out, and that's a really big theater. I'm super excited about that. So there aren't a lot of Tulsa left. Wichita's coming up. Nashville's this weekend. Nashville's officially sold out, but they always put holds out. So tomorrow there'll probably be a few holds or maybe a little bit Saturday. But that's what's up. Thank you, guys. And I think that is it. Oh, these gnats are killing me, man.
Killing me.
Where do we think they're coming from?
The air vents.
Probably. Really? The air vents?
Yeah, because
it's not like a bunch of food left out.
Yeah, well, I looked around. There's no food. There's nothing there. It's got to be the air vents, unfortunately, which...
Yeah. I only leave out one fruit salad a day once I leave.
Yeah, just one's okay,
under my desk, you know.
Food
just
be a problem.
They Mike, started making their way over here, and I'm
Mike
like,
made a good point, though. It's the season. Because I have them at home, too, and I thought, oh, my gosh, am I bringing these from the studio?
I feel like this happens
you
once a year,
you thought that
too.
You were bringing in the Nats pig pen?
Yes, and then that's I realized, hilarious. I'm like, no, I'm in a Jeep. It's open. There's no way.
You didn't want to say anything to us? He's like, oh, God. Okay. We're going to go. Thank you guys. See you tomorrow. Chris Stapleton on the radio show tomorrow. We'll see you guys then. Bye, everybody. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.